When was the project scope changed, and how was it? What date was the project scope changed?
The project scope date, I do not have the exact, because I spoke to Phyllis. Actually, I think Bob spoke to Joe, and I spoke to Maureen, and it would have been after the March 19 date. It was a went over, we walked through it, we talked to them about it. We spoke to Bill Zammer on the phone because he was home. He's incapacitated. He stays in Massachusetts now. And he said he did not have further interest in it. They did not either. It was not a formal meeting by them. It was a project amongst the town homeowners. We gave them the opportunity to participate or not. They declined. So, Mike, I don't have a date for that. But I have Maureen and Phyllis here, and I think both of them can tell us that we did talk to them about it.
Nancy, I could add that I spoke with Joe downstairs, Fabrizio, about it, and he told me that he thought it was a good idea, but he and Phyllis really weren't interested this time. He said that if he really wanted access to his property, he considered putting an elevator in from his garage or something. But my thought was that two out of three of the potential people didn't want it, and that this project might impact people going to the first floor. So actually, it was it was simpler than the whole project. We reduced the scope to just the second floor.
This is Maureen. I just want to say it wasn't. I never objected to the walkway. What it was I option. It was an option, and my husband and I talked about it, and we decided for us the access. It wasn't needed now, as long as the elevated access was still going forward.
And this is Phyllis Doherty. And yes, Bob, Joe came up and discussed with me what the two of you discussed. And I'm like Maureen, we are not objecting to it. We just are not going to participate in it because we still would have steps to encounter.
This is Mike Mersone. The unit with Zammer was under contract in March of 2019. I was forwarded correspondence that she had gotten from Zammer explaining that I was going to be committed to an assessment. Now I have that email. Let me finish.
Yeah,
let me finish.
Mike, I saw that, and I have dealt with numerous sales of units, and the real estate agent, unfortunately, I'm sorry you were dealing with that. The real estate agents routinely did not understand any of this discussion. I had discussion with real estate agents about the seawall assessments, about this project, when townhomes were sold. I spoke to each one of them and walked it through it. Your real estate agent never contacted us, so she gave you erroneous information, unfortunately. It was disclosed there could potentially be an assessment if it had decided to go forward. As Bill Zammer did not support it, and Phyllis didn't support it, and Maureen didn't support it, we decided as a courtesy, it exists there, it's approved, they can go forward whenever they would like to with it if they want to, but it doesn't. They didn't want to do it, so we dropped it out.
So, and you didn't, I never was informed of that.
I didn't know who you were, Mike.
I became an owner May 15th.
Well, this was done in March, in early April.
But it was just passed in March. I mean, the revision thing was in March, wasn't it? Or I'm kind of confused on the dates.
The master board vote was in March, and immediately we spoke to Phyllis and to Maureen about what they wanted to do going forward. Were they going to participate? Because we were moving forward with planning. And if they were going to, they would be part of our planning. But since they did not, we said, fine, we're not going to impose this on you. It exists as an approval. It's part of the plan, and it goes forward.
Okay, and then...
I did not have your name.
Okay.
I did not have your name.
All right. And then secondly, in the original proposal in 2018, the big selling point on this in your letter was to make the building 100% handicap compliant.
I did address that in my statement just now. I did address that in the statement.
No, I know that.
That was the goal originally.
Right. But.
But when we got to the vote, at the meeting, which we had, we all went through what it was, and it became clear that ADA was not going to be part of that discussion. It would not be locked down to that. So it became not a central point of what the people voted on in June of 2018. The 200 people voted on it, recognizing that that was probably not going to happen.
There was another vote in 2019?
No, I said June of 2018.
Right, and the June 2018 vote was based upon having, that the big selling point was having 100%, this would
no.
be, look, can I finish? I can read what it says here. The big thing was, hey, save ourselves from the lawsuit the 400 building got, and that this will make our building 100% handicap compliant. Some of the unit owners voted based upon that objective. When you change the scope of the project, that objective was dropped.
Mike, you are confusing two things.
Okay.
The one thing you're confusing is the letter that was originally sent out to bring people in to point out what it was we were going to discuss
right.
at the building meeting.
Right.
And that was when we had an ADA emphasis. Then there was the actual discussion at the meeting. And as you know, at these meetings, we don't record every word spoken or every minute. But at that meeting, it became apparent that ADA was not the guiding principle, and that privacy and appearance was. And so when we voted in June of 2018 with the understanding that ADA had gone to the side and that appearance and privacy and permitting went to the forefront.
No,
you can't say that we did not vote on that letter. We voted on the discussion.
Let me ask one thing.
I have a quick question, though, if I may. The proxy went out with the letter. The proxies were signed and submitted. On that date, was a discussion after the proxies were signed and submitted? So only the people present would have that knowledge, not the people that submitted the proxies?
Plus the people that were on the phone.
Right, but not the proxies, not the ones that just signed the proxy and send it in on the 11th. Okay.
It also says that the proxy during that meeting it's preliminary. It states that in the fourth paragraph down.
Yeah, so this is only the preliminary step to determine if the project is in the interest of the association's owners. So
right.
When was it revisited to say it's a go and it is in the interest of the association's owners?
Yeah, and when you looked at when that was voted on, it also showed that Photoshop drawing that showed a non-intrusive, just short extension, the walkway from the townhouses to the main building. And that concept or the final drawings are not even close to that. The scope of the changes is significant. So
I disagree. If you read the shop drawing, it goes across from the pad and it meets at the very front end of the elevator tower with a turn for the steps. It does not go into the nook.
That was not shown in the first Photoshop drawings. So when
because the Photoshop drawings were
going to get. Well, I know, but you're. I mean, it doesn't. It's not even close to what the final feasible design was, which now shows the large posts that are showing. It extends away from the building. It protrudes towards the road.
If I may, back to the 200 building, at least for discussion. You guys committed to keeping everybody abreast of what was going on. That was in the minutes from the 6/26 meeting. It said that steps and the process going forward would be shared with all owners. And honestly, it looks like you shared it with the townspeople who are directly affected because they have to pay for it. But you didn't share it with the rest of the building. We've been owners since July of 2019. Not once has we had any discussion on this in any association meeting. This should have been a standing agenda item. It's so huge. Nobody has sent us any documentation that was sent to Mary and Rick or to Roland or the other town's owners. I mean, this is where we have the issue. There's been no transparency to others besides the town's owners. That's what it looks like to me. There's plenty of opportunity to discuss this, and it's just been silent.
Comment.
Bob?
Could you all describe the materials and the timing?
We're having this meeting today because the rest of the condo unit's owners weren't brought along through the process.
now you're trying to take 2 years and cram it into 1 hour, basically. Is anybody else going to talk? I mean, I can talk endlessly, but I'd like to have anybody else talk who wants to.
I'd like to have an understanding of what the materials and the timing that they propose, for one. And I also would like to know if, in fact, a majority of the current owners would like to see a delay in the reconsideration. Would the board consider that, or would you simply not consider that because of the position taken in June of 2018?
Yes.
I'll make the motion for consideration. Any seconds?
I'd like to clarify a couple of points that I've heard that are inaccurate. One question was statements about how tall the railings would be. I can tell you that the railings and design are exactly the same height as the ones there now, exactly the same material, aluminum, painted the same color. They're identical, which they are, to answer that question. I've heard that if people complain about the thoughts that there's going to be 4-foot chunks of cement on the ground, that's only part of the story. There are 6 poles on the right side of the building, 3 on the left side. Each pole has to be on a footing that's 4 foot deep and 4 foot wide. They dig the hole, put the footing in for the cement. But on the surface of the ground, there's a 1-foot circle, a base, and the pole itself is 6 inches in diameter.
What kind of material, Bob? What kind of material is
the post is aluminum. Everything is aluminum and fabricated, custom fabricated by the engineer, designer. And all aluminum is painted, powder coated, the same color as the building. So you can never see any aluminum anywhere. It should look just like the stucco or the cement or whatever.
But Bob, our existing columns are concrete with stucco on them. Our existing columns, like underneath our stairway here, is a square concrete post with stucco on it to match the building.
Well, the design we have is that everything will be painted to match the building.
But it's not going to be the same look.
Well, the problem, what we had, Mike, and we specifically addressed this, was privacy, appearance, etc. If we had decided to go with large columns around the aluminum supports, it would have more distinctly been between the windows and on the view. We went with the 6-inch post because it was very much less intrusive than painting that in a box.
Nancy, why wasn't that ever talked about at any board meeting or with the unit owners? I don't get this.
We just literally got the plans a week or so before the master board.
Well,
this has taken us every day. We did. You have been working on this.
You had the engineering drawings on. You guys had the engineering drawings in October.
And they were changed. We got an original engineering drawing, and then we went back and changed them again.
Well, why don't you at least give them to the membership, saying this is what we're doing?
Yeah, didn't it dawn on anybody that before you go to the master board for approval, you should at least review it with the 200 unit owners?
Exactly.
I mean, I think that was
we had an approval from
the 200 unit owners. Has there? Did I miss it?
No, you did not miss it. People asked us about it. We talked about where we were. We had no plans until the shop drawings were delivered to us.
The problem is that it goes to the original concept. If you ask a lot of the unit owners, I think a lot of us would say that the details were not reviewed with us, and that we basically thought this was a dead issue up until a week ago. When we were alerted to it. So the question is, in light of all these changes, in light of all these concerns, why not simply step back and let everybody an opportunity to review the plans and go through a process of reconsideration? I don't understand why we can't go through a reconsideration in light of all the changes, all the differences in what was originally presented in the proxies and in the letters and what we have today. I don't see what a couple of week delay or a month delay would be so devastating.
That makes total sense.
Let me talk for 1 second, please. When we did the original discussion with the 200, it was in concept that it would look like this. It's going to match the building, and it's going to look generally like this. That's all you can do when you're that far out, is you can say, we're going to match the building, and it's going to generally look like this. Then we went to the master board. And let me finish. Then we went to the master board, and we said, we have a plan. This is how it should look. We will generally match this. There's no way to say I'm going to match it detail to detail when you take shop drawings against what an engineer tells you must be done at certain corners or whatever in order to have stability, engineering stability. So we went back there and they said, you have to match it to our satisfaction at the master board. The building approved us in concept to do something that would match the building, provide privacy, and be funded by the townhome owners. That's what the 200 building gave us.
Nancy,
wait, no, let me finish.
The letter that went out with the proxy clearly states this is only a preliminary step. So our concern, even that we disapprove of the walkway, is that that preliminary step that we never saw any details beyond that until more recently.
Because
The preliminary step
was the 200 building saying, we approve of our townhome neighbors putting in a walkway that meets these general criteria that we will all be happy with. The secondary step was the master board saying, your building has approved the concept, your building has approved that it's going to match, and you're going to make it match, and you're going to get your permit, and then you can go forward. We then went forward with all of the time it took to do that. The third step was we went back to the master board and said, which was in front of the people that approved, most of it approved it before, and said, we've done what you asked. We made it match. We've got a county permit. We're going forward. So the 200 building was a key point, but it was the preliminary step. The secondary step was the master board approval.
Yeah. Nancy, what are the dates for that? General concept was 6/26/18, right? When did the master board approve it first time?
March of 2019.
So since March of 2019 to November of 20, there was no ARC application, which was promised in the letter, right? You guys promised to submit something to ARC. It's in the letter. I'll read it to you if you want.
You don't have to read it to me. I can answer that one right now.
Okay.
We went to Stan Pilot and said, we are ready to go to ARC. When the master board bylaws were redone, they did not apparently address ARC and include it. So there was no ARC to go to in the late 2018 and early 19. They were addressing that, and they fixed it, and they instituted it after our vote on the building.
But you said you would do it to the unit owners, and you've had 16 months to do it. So why didn't it just get redone? I don't get that.
We went to the unit owners and got approval once we started in good faith and started spending money.
Do you think it would be fair for you to say,
I don't like it anymore, I'm new?
No, that's
not the point. Let me read something, please. This is Sherry. I went back on the June 11th, the letter that accompanied the proxy. I'm going to read two paragraphs. It says, if approved by owners as per the governing document, the proposal will then need to be approved by the ARP committee and the master board. The next step would be to put the project out to bid for approval, considering cost and effective owner approval. If owners support the proposed concept now via the included proxy, this does not mean there is a financial obligation until a future date after determination of cost. This is only the preliminary step to determine if the project is in the interest of the association's owner. After that, after the proxy was signed, where was this brought back in the 200 Building Association for feedback and review.
It's clearly
the dichotomy. The dichotomy that appears here, and as I've told you, is we brought this letter to the owners in June of 2018 to discuss. As part of those that vote at the building, of the people present and the people who had sent in, phoned in, was said that the only ones that would pay for it would be the townhome owners. So the owners who had the vested interest, who were paying for it, getting any assessments and doing any to the project, were the ones that would be involved in it. No, the rest of the building did not want to be involved in it.
No. Oh, come on.
The master board then became the controlling body.
You can't make a statement like that without...
I don't think it's fair to say that we did not want to be involved. I think that's not a fair statement to make.
I didn't say you didn't want to be involved. I said...
To use the term unaffected owners implies that only the people paying are that their units are affected. Every single one of us that lives in the building is affected by virtue of the value of our units, the aesthetics of the building in general. So we are all affected by this, not just the people that are paying. And it's not fair to say that we didn't care or that we didn't want to be involved beyond that first step.
Very good point.
Well, hi, this is Maureen. You can start thinking about certain things about this elevator access. And, yeah, I have none. But I'm still paying, as part of my monthly dues, into the upkeep of the elevator.
What's the relevancy of this?
The relevancy is the impact. Those impacted and affected. So I should have no say in the elevator, right?
I don't agree with that. And first of all, it's apples and oranges. We're talking about one specific issue here. Should the board consider or go through a process of fully informing the unit owners and a reconsideration? Should they delay this to go through that process, or do they simply think there's no need to do that based on the vote and proxy from June 9th, 18th? I mean, listen, if you tell me we're done, I will step away, and I believe in democracy, and I will, continue to enjoy my unit and so forth. However, I do think that you may be ignoring the will of the majority of the current owners by going through it the way you're doing it. But, if that's the way, we all live in a condominium where we live by the majority. If that's what the majority wants, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, one thing I want to bring up, and I think it's a very serious issue, and it's really the elephant in the room, okay? Because we're not dealing with the elephant in the room. And I'm not really, I did not get the master board notice that was last week or 2 weeks ago or whatever. But, I tried to have a patio expansion, and a couple things were sent out by Jack Spring, who is a lawyer from Resorts. And let me quote what he said to me. He said to me, the patio is a material exterior alteration. And somehow, a material exterior alteration is subject to the bylaws of the master board. Now, I heard Bob White, and he can maybe explain this, said that somehow or another, this walkway is not an exterior, material exterior alteration, whereas my patio extension was. So, Bob, could you please explain to me why this is not subject to the master board bylaws?
I think can I speak to his question, please? I think Mike is confused about what was taking place in and around March of 19. We had, as we gathered our information for the engineer about the plan and trying to get it permitted, et cetera, we were ready to present to the master like almost a year later, 8 months later in 19. You heard the story, and I'm going to say it again. I went to Stan Pilot and said, Stan,
We need to get this run through the 200 walkway through the master. He said, okay. And Spock said, Bob, we created new documents for the master maybe 6 months, a year before that. And he said, look through it. There was no mention of ARC. ARC was taken out.
I'm not talking about ARC. I'm talking about.
I think I'm talking about the same thing.
Wait a minute.
Okay, what do we do?
Let's cut to the chase. He's not addressing the issue. I'm just saying, how does this walkway differ from my patio extension, as well as the changing the color of the paint on the building? That's the issue. How does it differ? I don't care about what happened before.
Let me finish. I try to explain.
Okay.
What I'm trying to tell you is that it is a change, and that's why we needed to go through the ARC, because it was a change. But we found out there is no ARC, and the attorney said, given this case, what you need to do is have the master vote. And by the way, the ARC is a recommending board. Had we gone to an ARC and they said A or nay, it still needed to go to the master board for a vote. So we ended up getting the vote. Need to know, here's the coincidence, that around that, about that day, on the 12th, that meeting, and I have the documentation here, it's 4 or 5 pages, and Matt, you think you helped me out with this, the board or people said, you know what, we really should reinstitute the ARC that looks at change, material change, et cetera, and the president, Stan, agreed, and he put together in writing, we had 3 pages of the newly formed ARC that was formed that day and approved by the board, and it's in place to today. So anybody from March 12, 19 to now has to follow those rules, whether it's your patio or someone's backyard or whatever, it's all under those rules of that day. That's my best way to answer it.
But again, it doesn't answer my question. A material alteration to a building needs to have a 75% approval of all La Penn owners. Is that correct?
And 75%
of 100
owners.
It wasn't correct back in March of 19.
Oh, yes, it is. It's a Florida statute. It's a Florida statute, and it was also, it's why we had to do the paint.
That's correct. My position is that I don't believe it's right to go through, to have a group of people go through a process and do the right things, get the vote for the building in 2018, then go to the master and get the vote from the master association, spend their money, get everything they've done, be getting ready to break ground, and people say, you know what, I don't like that vote back then. I'd like to re-vote that. I think that concept of people want to re-vote until they get what they want is just plain wrong. And we've got all the votes, we've got the votes, and we've got the support from the people we thought had the power and the legal rights. So we feel like we've done everything right to this point, and we're willing to answer any questions about it in terms of how it looks and how it can look better. I just had one of our owners, Ken, behind me, write me a note and say, Bob, changing the post to stucco is no big problem. He happens to be a building engineer. He does this for a living. Said no problem, that could be done. I heard stories about cement blocks everywhere for walkways. These are poured concrete flooring. It would be just the same as the floors have now. It would be painted the same color. You'd never know. Everything about this we tried to do, we moved it away from the windows the way the design came out, which I thought was horrific, but enough to shade them.
It would be nice to see that, by the way.
This isn't about re-voting. You just don't go back and re-vote, and people spend a ton of money, and you say, you know what, I didn't like that vote back. No, I just think there's a real problem.
This is Art in 244. You're supposed to have 75% of the vote because it's a material alteration. You should have had 19 votes from Building 200. You only had 14.
What's he talking about?
Good point.
My documents are 51%
Art. Florida condominium law says 75% for material alteration.
And if it's not specifically stated in your bylaws that a material alteration would be different, you've got to follow the Florida law.
We had our bylaws rewritten by an attorney, and she approved this as we wrote them. We rolled those out to the owners, and we had that done quite a few years ago. And part of that was done because there were a couple of other votes on some issues that were just difficult to get 75% to even vote.
Well,
so we addressed that with a 50% and changed that quite a few years ago, as I said.
The master board has a 75% requirement. That any building, any material alteration to a building needs to have a 75% vote approval by the community. Have you guys talked to a lawyer about this or what? This is, I can't believe we don't know this.
We talked to a lawyer.
I told you that Stan went to the association lawyer, the master association lawyer, and he put it in writing to us that the master board could vote on this. It did not have to go out to the membership. So we went by the legal advice from the master association.
Well, can I get a copy of that, please?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, because obviously that would be a legal issue. Whether or not that is correct, because I've seen it in these meetings, especially on the painting of the buildings. I don't know how one building being painted is different than a walkway, and a walkway is not as serious of an alteration as a paint color.
Way more serious.
It's some change.
Pardon me?
We followed the legal advice at that time and did everything, and then we spent a lot of money.
Well, it doesn't say in our bylaws, it doesn't address material alterations. It doesn't address material alterations. You can, you know, if you want to change this or change that, or you want to paint, you know, do something in the basement. This is again, you guys got to, I sent out the statute. Are you saying that we can override the Florida statute?
This is going to we abided by the legal guidance we had in 2018 and the legal guidance we had in 2019. To proceed legally with this.
Well, then you should we should probably get.
And so the problem that we said is we had the support of the majority of the people that were attending and voted on this. We had their support. We still have mostly support on this, as far as I can tell. So to go back and split hairs on this, and I know you're going to get on me for having said that. But the bottom line is we were told legally by the lawyer at the master board that we were legally open to the master board as the deciding governing body on this. Tell us that we could move forward. So we proceeded.
Nancy,
we proceeded on that legal assurance.
Yeah. Nancy, for everybody's involved here for the 200 building, that is the number one thing that should be checked out and send that opinion to everybody and get a current opinion, because I disagree with that wholeheartedly. You cannot. I mean, Denise Johnson at the meeting, I wasn't there. Let me finish. Denise Johnson at the meeting, she went crazy about this. Right?
So you're talking us to that we have to stop based on people that were not here in 2018 who approved this for us, our neighbors in 2018 who said, go ahead, and your six town home neighbors, based on that good faith approval that we had, move forward and have spent 100, and it'll be 150 by the time we're done, which will be fairly soon if things go forward, that you're telling us now that we have to stop, incur additional financial cost, perhaps lose this, because you want to just review it?
No, because you could be in violation of the law, and it'll be much worse if you are in violation of the law.
And who's going to, are you going to sue us in violation of the law?
Some of us may, yes.
Guys, this, well, you know, this, we're
kind of going. That's just so wrong.
Yeah, we're going down a rabbit hole. Yeah, we're going down a rabbit hole, so let's back up a little bit.
And then how about I do want to say this. How about the people that were anticipating and have waited for this access, and it's going to be denied them? Are they then going to sue us? Are we going to get into the circle, you know, conversation of who's going to sue who? How about we be neighborly? How about we help out?
I just found, let me even answer.
Excuse me.
I just found Steve Adamczyk's email to Stan Pilot, which I've got copy in front of me showing to Matt. Date February 12, 2019 at noontime. To Bonnie and Stan Pilot, subject La Peninsula, various issues. He writes under building. Stan asked him three legal questions, and under number two, it said building 200 walkway. His opinion is the club's board needs to approve this improvement. The club's membership does not need to vote on this alteration. End of story.
That Bob, that's not an end of the story. You know, the end of the story is what a judge rules. So let's quit bullshitting around. I've already gone through this Jarvis restoration fiasco, so don't insult me by saying Stan Pilot is the man.
Could you just take a deep breath and step back a second? Okay. We are good neighbors, and we all will act as good neighbors. There does seem to be a lot of issues regarding that disclosure that was made on the June 11th, 2018 letter. There seem to be issues regarding whether the plants did materially change or not by the reduction in scope, by the material usage. There's just so many issues. I don't see why pushing this back 30 days, giving a full briefing via an email to all the membership and allowing a reconsideration, how that could be anything other than a constructive step. I mean, if it's as good as and needed and as wonderful as you guys say, then there should be no concern about the majority of us acting as a good deal and a good faith.
It makes total sense.
So you're saying, wait a minute, let me do this. You're saying that you're not objecting to it. You just want us to get some legal language, and then you're going to support it, and we're going to go forward in the middle of season and put it in.
Absolutely. I am not saying anything about legal language. I'm not saying about anything. I am concerned whether a majority of the owners of the building today wish to go forward with this project. I'm concerned whether even the six beneficiaries, once they know the full cost, and whether there's the possibility of budget overruns that they're gonna, I assume they're responsible, whether they're still for it. If they do that, I will be perfectly satisfied and go with the majority. I'm not concerned. I think a majority of the people right now may not want it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Alex. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying you say that may not be relevant because you got the votes back in June 18th. Well, the June 18th proxy went out with information that's not necessarily consistent with where we are today.
Exactly.
Again, if the majority wants it, I would be all for it.
Yeah,
and if the majority did not want it, I would be all for, the people that have put out money being fully reimbursed by the building. Because I think everything was done in good faith and everything was done with good intentions.
And one thing...
If you believe it was done in good faith and good intentions, then what is wrong with going forward with it now? Because any delay to this will cost the six townhome owners additional money. And the uncertainty of whether it will pass or not, because clearly a few people here have stated they don't want it. So now we have a vote. If the seawall, let me go back and draw an analogy. The seawall was first approved by a very long-term vote that we got to move forward on the seawall. Between the time the seawall was passed and the seawall occurred, changes were made over and over and over again. And that was a five-year period. And there were updates, but usually 6 to 8 months in between at times on the seawall. So now we have ours. It was approved, and changes were made, and we've updated you as we've gotten to it because we did not have a final update to give you until we got those shop drawings.
Behind our backs.
So now, why is it different? You cannot go back and say,
Nancy,
I don't like it.
It may be different, and I'm not sure it is, but it may be different because the disclosure that was provided in June of 11, 2018 is not consistent with where we are today. It may be different because there is clearly no cost numbers, numbers that were fully considered or vetted by the building at that time. So I think that the building voted in good faith in 2018 as a preliminary step to determine whether the project was of interest. The project was of interest. So steps have been taken since then. The question now is, now that we know all the details, is it still of interest? Is the final vote required, or is this preliminary vote all that is required for a material change in the building? And I ask that as a question, not as a statement.
And
I would say that our approval was based on the owners at the time giving us a go-ahead with the understanding that we would abide by the general guidelines we got, which was privacy, appearance, and permitting. And so we abided by those. Change those rules now in mid-step. And then it went to the master board. To change those rules in mid-step, which is exactly what you guys are proposing, is to the detriment of the six townhome owners who, at the request of the owners at the meeting, assumed all financial responsibility.
Nancy, you have not provided us any final drawings. Nancy,
you say something?
Right. I did, too. I sent them out, Mike. I sent them out about a week and a half ago.
I mean, those
are not accounting for your reception.
You're saying that everything that was done after June 8, 2018 is completely irrelevant to the unit owners because that was a final decision, and therefore we no longer have any input.
If that's irrelevant, the case,
I'm saying, why are we having things that I'm done?
Someone else is trying to talk.
Can Mark Feldman ask a question? Yes. Can you hear me? Hi. Does everybody hear me? This is Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Yeah, thank you. Say, it seems I've been a resident. I've been in residence for almost 20 years. It seems to me we've known about this project for many, many years. While it was just a baby of an idea, and then as it started to move along, but I didn't follow every detail. But every now and then, I would go up to Bob or Nancy and say, so how's it going? And I'd get an update on that, on the ski wall, on painting, on a variety of things that are going on that our elected representatives are handling in detail. When I have an interest, I ask. I can certainly imagine how it might feel to buy a unit in the last couple of years and then be apprised of a project that you may not like. But it would seem to me that it would be your responsibility to be getting up to date on every single thing that's going on if you care about it, rather than having the point
in the first place.
Having the point. Well, that's because I think it requires having a relationship with Bob, with Nancy, with Maureen, with the people who are our leaders, and to periodically talk to them and ask them what's going on, you know, anything I can do. I'd like to be kept up to date with things. Rather than, for example, if trees are going to be pruned, that we are notified at every point as to which branches are going to be taken off. It seems to me that we voted our leader. They have made responsible decisions, and I, despite how it might feel to come to buy a unit and then find that something was in the works, it seems to me, you can correct me if you think I'm wrong, that it's your responsibility to find out every jot and tittle if that's what you're interested in.
Hey, Mark, I will disagree because you know what? I am on the board, and I have not gotten any information all year on any part of this deal. It's all been done behind doors in the dark. I wasn't told that Bob... Wait a minute, let me finish. I was not...
You can be on the board and that you would not be having friendly, open conversations with the leaders here asking about a variety of things that are going on.
Mark, maybe you should check out what we have done, okay? Instead of coming up with these beatitudes, because you know what? I've done a lot of stuff on the board here.
I'm grateful to you.
And so the patio thing...
How come you didn't know about the walkway?
Because you know what? I've not heard anything about it since May of 2019. I was dropped out of it. Pardon me?
I'm not on the board and I know about it.
I have to interrupt because I disagree totally, Mark. The board has an obligation
if there's a huge project like this going on, the board has an obligation to make sure that every unit owner is abreast of what's going on. In the meeting minutes from June 26th, they said that they would do that. And nothing has been displayed except for the people that own the townhomes. That's the crux of it. We're being brought in the last
question.
Well, you're obviously special then, because some of us up on the third floor have not had any information about this project. The first thing we see is construction is going to begin. Then a document comes off to show us what it's going to look like. It doesn't look like the rendering at all.
That's 100% different.
And we're concerned. We're concerned because we have not been involved at all. And that's what happens when a project is run without communicating among the ways.
I think communication goes both ways. I think that each of us is responsible for having relationships with our leadership and periodically asking about...
You are the leadership. You are one of the leadership.
For example, the painting. The painting. When I first heard about the painting, I had some concerns about an aesthetic upgrade, and I corresponded with Bob.
But
and
we weren't even told about this. This hasn't been, like, transparent.
Yeah, the walkway is a lot bigger deal than the painting.
we haven't been informed. We were talking to you about the
painting. I have to say that... Good, Jerry. Well, I just wanted to say that, Mark, I think I do have a good relationship with everybody. I mean, we work together on the new owner's handbook, right?
Yep.
I published that.
Jerry?
Sherry, I will say that you and I have a good relationship on the handbook, and that's it. You've never asked me one question about the walkway. At
but
any point, if you had sent me an email, I would have walked you through it.
The only time it
came up was at the organizing meeting when we had the handbook discussion, and you guys and three or four others, and someone said to me, what about the walkway? When are we going to vote on it? And I said, we did vote on it in June of 18, and we're working on it now, and it's going forward. It was in the clubhouse.
It's never been talked about.
I said that I gave information on this walkway I said that I gave information on this walkway as it developed, and we did not have any more to give you than those shop drawings and those initial pictures until we had the shop drawings finalized with the engineer, which we just got.
Nancy, I just want to ask a request. I have not seen any rendering of the walkway that's going to go over my unit.
We don't have a walkway over your unit.
There's not one between 208 and 213? I have three posts between 208 and 213.
The walkway starts at the doorstep of 212, which is to the left of your door and goes to the continual left.
It doesn't go over my unit at all?
It might go over the bedroom window behind the tree.
Yeah, it goes over my unit. It goes over my unit.
It doesn't go to the end of the building.
Pardon me? I'm not saying it. I don't care if it goes to the end of the building. It goes over my unit.
Part of it, which is good.
I mean, part. What do you mean, part of it? So what if it's part of it? And then you're going to take the trees out in front of it.
No, they're not new ones in.
Well, new ones in that are going to be 30 feet tall? Or are they going to be 10 feet tall?
Hi, it's Maureen.
Nobody really knows. I just want to say
that some of the comments have been about the material difference. And it is, I think, even less obtrusive, a word that I really want to use. It's going to blend into the building.
It's
going to look like it's been there since the beginning. And any landscape that comes out is going to be put back in.
Well, how are you going to get 30
foot? The trees in the middle, Mike, the two trees, and I've told you this, about the two trees that are between the stairway by my front door and by yours, has to have two trees come out, not because of the walkway. The root systems on them are heating the concrete pads of the six air conditioning units.
So who's making that determination?
They have to come out.
Who made that determination?
And why weren't we
walking around?
Who made?
I've been leading the effort for landscaping. I've walked this building.
I know, but who made that determination that those trees need to come out?
And it was in the notes for the last meeting. I put an extensive list of all the landscape changes.
I would think.
Can the air conditioners be moved if necessary?
I'm sorry, what?
Couldn't the air conditioners be moved if necessary? That's another option.
So you're going to pay to move my concrete pad and the air conditioning unit?
I'm saying it should be investigated as an option.
Well, a 30-foot tree would cost a lot of money.
It would, but it's heaving. I don't think there's space out front there unless you're moving them up against the building.
No,
so up against
actually, if you look at that area, it's all washed out. There's about a 2.5 foot drop to those air conditioning units. All those need to be done is that area needs just to have soil built up, or the concrete, or there could be a structure that those concrete pads could be put on. You don't have to rip out 2 30-foot trees that is going to totally expose the walkway to everybody. At least now it won't be seen.
Can we decide where we're going to go from here on this walkway? I would like to actually have a separate meeting where we can have our questions answered. It looks like you guys have a lot more information than we have. We're kind of still in the dark about some things. We weren't going to solve it here today. I think we need a special meeting to go through all that you guys have determined, because the one drawing isn't really enough. We should have a new rendering of that existing design review now. And then
That sounds like a proposal except for. I really will call for a vote of everybody then, because the vote is to go forward. To go forward is to delay, to review, to look at a legally approved project.
It's not legally approved. It is not legally approved. It is not legally approved.
Well,
I'm telling you.
I disagree on that, Mike.
Well, and that's why we have lawyers out there.
And that is a sad thing that you say that.
No, then get an opinion. Get a valid opinion. Don't blame this on me, Nancy. Don't blame this on me.
We got Ted that wants to say something.
For me, the elephant in the room is that, and I'll just say it very personally, I would like my neighbors who have to walk those long stairs to be able to have the benefit of the elevator so that they don't have to walk those long stairs. I think that would be a kind and compassionate element of this whole process, as opposed to
our property value.
But we still